Victoria has a new premier this morning. In a shock move last night, Ted Baillieu resigned midway through his four-year term. His replacement is cabinet member and former state Liberal leader Dennis Napthine. Although Mr. Baillieu was struggling in opinion polls, precisely why he left office is unclear. But his decision came after the resignation of a backbencher left his government in a precarious position, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Ted Baillieu had had a particularly difficult couple of days, but no one expected this announcement last night.
This evening I have tendered my resignation as leader of the Parliamentary Liberal Party in Victoria, and I will shortly visit the Governor to tender my resignation as Premier of Victoria.
Mr. Baillieu had faced some tough questions this week. On Monday, he'd requested the state's new anti-corruption watchdog, IBAC, investigate a matter involving his chief of staff, Tony Nutt. But despite referring the matter for investigation, Mr. Baillieu said he wouldn't be standing Mr. Nutt down. And yesterday, the controversial Liberal backbencher, Jeff Shaw, announced he was resigning to sit on the crossbenches. He said he believed his actions reflected the loss of confidence Victorians are feeling in the government's leadership. After saying mid-afternoon he was confident he would continue as Premier, Mr. Baillieu didn't elaborate on exactly what had changed his mind.
But it is apparent to me that a change of leadership is in the best interests of the government, and hence I have made that decision. I want to put my full support behind the new leader of the Parliamentary Liberal Party, Dennis Napthine, and to indicate that I will be staying on in Parliament to support him.
Dr. Napthine is no stranger to the Liberal leadership. He became Victorian leader after the former Premier Jeff Kennett lost the 1999 state election. But he didn't lead the party to the next poll after losing a leadership challenge by Robert Doyle not long before the 2002 Victorian election. The Liberals lost decisively. Dr. Napthine says he's older and wiser.
May I remind people that I think John Howard was recycled as a leader. I think Colin Barnett, there is a tradition in many democracies that people have been re-elected as leaders of their parties and have gone on to serve those parties and their communities extremely well. And I would hope I can do the same.
Dennis Napthine says the Victorian Liberal National Coalition Agreement remains solid. The coalition effectively has 44 votes in the lower house to Labor's 43, providing new crossbencher Jeff Shaw votes with the government. Daniel Andrews is Victoria's Labor opposition leader.
These are uncertain times. It is a great shame that the people of Victoria have no longer got the Premier they voted for back in 2010. He ought to have stayed for the 4 years, but I understand when you are confronted with treachery, when you are confronted with the gross disloyalty that he's had to endure, certainly in recent times, he's made a decision that's best for him.
The Victorian opposition leader, Daniel Andrews, and Samantha Donovan was the reporter there.